greatest story ever told. Tonight we present Sufficient Unto the Day, a drama based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. The town of Chorazin in Galilee stands on the flatlands of the Galilean plain. Yet from there one can see in the distance the hills and mountains of North Galilee. And between the town and the hills lies many small farms. Well, one of these modest farms belongs to a man named Raphael, and it's in his home we find him now, looking out intently, thinking.
Raphael.
Shh, my dear.
Raphael, it's already past dawn, and you're still here. The cows are waiting to be pastured, and the sheep should be let out to graze.
That's what I'm thinking about. I don't like the look of it out there.
There was a haze yesterday, and you said there'd be a storm. But there wasn't.
And what did I lose by being careful?
A whole day's work, that's why.
I suppose it would have been better if I'd let the cattle and sheep out and they'd been driven apart and lost in the storm. I suppose that's better, huh?
No.
You can't be too careful, Ruth. I learned my lesson not once, but many times. You never know when something's going to happen. You have to be prepared.
The haze seems to be lifting. Isn't that the sun?
Yes, it seems to be coming out. Maybe it'll be a good day after all. Where's Mara?
Out to the well for water.
When she comes back, have her fill the troughs with water, too. When the cattle return, they're to have enough to drink.
Yes, Raphael. Raphael, don't you think she works too hard? For a girl, I mean.
If the boy were still with us, she wouldn't have had to work so hard. As it is, we must each do our share. She has her work. Let her do it.
Yes, Raphael, I shall tell her as soon as she returns.
And I'll be in the fields keeping an eye to the livestock and plowing. I shall be back for my meal at dusk.
Yes, Raphael.
Mind you, Mara's to fill those troughs.
Mara, dear, you should rest now.
Oh, Mother, I didn't hear you come out of the house.
I've been watching from the doorway. You're working too hard. This is man's work.
Only 9 or 10 more buckets of water and I'll have the troughs filled.
Then do it after you've had your midday meal.
No, I can't stop now. I promised Jonathan he could come here this afternoon, that we could talk a while.
I think it'll be a better life for you when you two are married, my dear.
I hope so.
Jonathan seems like such a fine young man. So pleasant, and yet with good sense to him. I'm glad he's the one.
Mother, he'll be asking again today. What can I tell him?
I don't know. I talked to your father last night. He didn't seem quite ready to give his consent.
But why?
You know your father. Always worrying. He began to think of all kinds of things that could happen.
None of them good, I suppose.
Oh, you know him as well as I do. He said Jonathan isn't too well off. If there were a drought or a lean year, or if he fell ill, then it would be my burden to feed him and our daughter. That's the way he talked.
Has he always been like that?
When I first knew him, he seemed to be cautious. That was what my father liked about him. But then, after a while, I began to realize he was afraid. Afraid all the time. It's not a good way to live.
To think you've put up with it for so long. I'm sorry for you, Mother.
My life is spent, but yours, it's really just beginning. I hope you have a better life than I. And you will, if only I can convince your father.
Mara! Mara!
Oh, that's Jonathan now. Perhaps he'd like to have the midday meal with us. You ask him, Mara.
Yes, Mother, I will. Jonathan, I'm here, by the trough.
Oh, there you are.
You're early, Jonathan.
Yes, I set myself a stint for the day to plow the field behind my house. I was so anxious to see you that I finished quicker than I expected. You see, being in love has its good side, too. It makes a man work harder.
I haven't finished my work yet.
Well, then I'll help you. Together it shouldn't take long.
All right. And then Mother will have the meal prepared. You'll stay and eat with us, won't you, Jonathan?
Of course. Now hand me that leather bucket and I'll show you how a trough should be filled. They say you can see the daughter 20 years hence by looking at the mother today. Well, I'm satisfied with what I see.
Jonathan, where did you learn to flatter that way?
Your fine meal has inspired me.
Oh.
When I think that Mara will soon be cooking food like this for me, well, I... What's the matter?
Nothing, Jonathan.
You both seemed so jolly and smiling till I said something about our being married. And the smile went out of your faces. What's wrong?
Jonathan, my father hasn't decided yet.
You mean he's decided, but the answer is no.
Please, Jonathan, don't judge him harshly. He's had his share of trouble in his life. My own name, Mara, it means bitterness. Bitterness because I was born just after my brother died, victim of the plague. My father wanted another son. Instead, it was I. You know how much a son means on a farm.
But is that something to make a man bitter? Is it, Ruth?
He used to say it would be that way. He used to fear it would be a daughter instead of a son. And it was.
But that was so long ago.
I know. He seems only to be aware of two things. The misfortunes of the past and the evil that might come tomorrow.
I know his trouble. He's afraid. He has nothing to believe in or trust.
That's right. But what can we do about it?
We can do a great deal. He'll go with me to hear the master. That's what he'll do.
The master? He cures the sick, makes the lame to walk. And Raphael is neither of those.
Everyone talks of the miracles. Why don't they talk more of the strength and courage he's given men? That's what Raphael needs, I know.
What do I need, young man?
Oh, Raphael,
Raphael, back so soon. You said by dusk. Is there something wrong?
Is there something wrong? People talk about me behind my back. If I had the time, young man, I'd stop to find out what I need. But there is no time. We must leave. We must leave here at once.
Leave? What are you talking about?
This time it won't get any of mine. It won't get me.
What won't get you, Raphael? What won't?
Plague.
Plague? You mean there's plague here about? Who told you?
Raphael, the plague. The last time, you know what happened.
It won't happen this time. We're leaving here.
But where will we go?
Up into the hills, away from everyone. The evil that brings the plague seems to strike where the most people are. Well, we won't be here when it comes.
Wait, Raphael.
Well?
You said, when it comes.
So I did.
Oh, I thought at first there was a plague here, in the town, perhaps.
Only a fool would wait for it to strike. We must do something.
Now, Raphael, before you go doing anything rash, tell me what you heard, where you heard it.
I was out in the fields when a lone rider came by. He stopped to ask for a drink. After he drank, we fell to talking. He's a messenger for an official in Tiberias. Part of the news he carries is this. Just to the north of Phoenicia, there's a town that has plague now.
Oh, to the north of Phoenicia? Well, that's so far away, it could never reach here.
Couldn't it? The last time, more than 20 years ago, there was plague there. And there was plague here, too, afterward. And my only son was killed by it. Well, I won't wait for that to happen again.
Raphael, I have no right to tell you not to go. But I think I do have a right to ask about Mara.
Right? You have no rights over my daughter. She has only to obey her father. That's the law.
Then you propose to take Mara with you?
As long as she lives under my roof, she is subject to my command.
But you're running before your fear like a ship before the wind.
It's not fear to exercise caution. It's good sense.
Good sense? To be so afraid that you can't think straight? There's no plague here, and yet you'd flee your home and leave your land at planting time.
I'm older than you are, Jonathan. I know about all the things that can happen, about dangers and how to avoid them.
Raphael, would you do something, I ask?
What?
Would you come with me to hear the master?
Can that ward off the plague?
Will you go with me to hear the master?
I have no time.
Have you at least time to listen to something I heard the master say?
If it doesn't take too long...
I was there the day he said it. The master had been teaching a long time. Up on the mount he stood. The disciples stood around him listening. The master talked of having faith in God and his goodness, and of not having fear of what tomorrow will bring. And then he spoke the words I remember best of all.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
There's a good deal for you to think about in that, Raphael.
Is there?
Don't you understand, Raphael? Doesn't it mean anything to you?
Take no thought for tomorrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Fool's talk. Who's going to worry about tomorrow if I don't?
Raphael, please, don't be so hasty.
With the plague on the way, I'm not going to stand here and argue.
You have to understand, Raphael. The master meant to have some faith in what tomorrow will bring, not to be constantly afraid of it, not to live in fear all your life. Do well what you have to do today, and you'll be better prepared to meet what tomorrow brings.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. If I want my family to be alive tomorrow, we must leave here today.
There's no convincing you, is there?
There is not.
Then, Mara, I must speak to you. Are you going? Are you leaving here too?
Please, Jonathan.
Are you?
If my father says so, I have no choice.
I'll be waiting for you, Mara, when you come back.
Jonathan.
Goodbye. May God bring all of you back safe.
Jonathan.
Mara, please, child. Don't weep. This isn't the end.
We've no time for weeping now. There's a great deal to do, and we must hurry. You and Mara can begin bringing all the things here.
You think it'll be safe to bury them?
It's as though an enemy was sweeping down. We must carry with us what we can, and all else was we must bury. Begin bringing the things from the house.
Yes, Rachel.
And have Mara help.
Let the poor girl be.
You'd think I were trying to harm her instead of keep her safe. There'll be time later to be married. The thing to do now is to make sure you're alive.
About the fields, Rachel. What of them?
Who's going to run off with the fields?
I meant to have planted them and not stay here to reap.
Better to stay alive and eat less next year than to have food and feed it to mourners at your funeral. Now bring the things out. Everything we're not taking with us. I'll bury them here and leave some rocks for markers, and we'll be free to go. Sure we left nothing behind?
No, Raphael.
And Mara, did you make sure the fire was out?
Yes, Father.
Then each of you take one of the smaller bundles.
Do you know where we're going, Raphael?
I have the place well in mind. A cave that I found as a lad. We can be protected there, and alone, too. The plague won't find us. Come now. I'll drive the sheep and cattle. You two walk alongside in case any of them stray. Here, Mara, I'll help you get this bundle set on your back.
I won't go.
Mara.
I won't go. I won't leave home and Jonathan just to run away.
You'll do as I say, Mara. I'm your father.
Please, my dear.
Jonathan was right. Because Father's afraid we're rushing away from something that doesn't even exist. And headlong into something we don't know.
We'd still have our son if we were wiser the last time there was a plague.
But there is no plague here. No one's come down with it.
Mara, are you going to desert your father and mother now?
All right.
I'll help you with your bundle. There. And you, Ruth.
Oh.
There. And now we're ready. Let's start. There. There, you see? You said we couldn't go and we're already on our way. Don't worry. We've enough to eat to keep us till it's safe to return.
Mother. You're crying. Don't know. But you are. To leave your own home like this. To flee is from a marauding enemy. I'm not young anymore, Mara. I don't like to leave my home. Don't worry, Mother. We'll be back. Whenever he thinks it's safe, we'll be back.
Come, come, you two. No lagging. We must hurry. Hurry. Come, both of you. It's here. And it's just as I remembered the plates from my childhood. Come, look at it.
Is this the cave, Rachel?
Yes, Ruth. Why do you look so disappointed?
We're to live here. For weeks?
Months if we have to. It's not so bad. Come in. Look around. There. There. Is it bad? Safe, snug against all kinds of weather.
Cold and damp. Dirty.
We'll clean it up, and we'll get a fire started. Once we do that, you'll see it's a good, safe place to be. Mara.
Yes, Father? Is this the place?
You too? You don't like it either?
Should we like it?
If it saves our lives, yes. Now, don't stand around bemoaning your lot in life. There's nothing wrong with the cave that hard work can't fix. Mara, you're to fetch water from the stream we just crossed. Ruth, you're to begin cleaning up this place. We can live here. And more important, we can be safe here. Let there be a plague. Let others die. But we'll be safe. Now, let's start working.
Stay here.
Stop nagging, Ruth. I have a great deal to worry about without being annoyed by you. You're safe from the rain, aren't you? It's warm in this cave, isn't it?
Not so warm as it used to be at home. One could feel secure against a storm there.
You could get plague there, too.
It's been months. Perhaps it's come and gone by now.
You can't be too sure.
And most of the flour is gone. What will we eat?
We'll kill another lamb.
You can't live only on meat.
You don't starve on it.
Then we won't go back soon.
We'll go back when I think it's safe.
I was thinking about Mara, mostly.
You think about Mara. Well, I don't. I have more practical ways of spending my time. I've got more important things to worry about.
My daughter's happiness is important to me.
I'm doing what's best. Besides, now it's done. We should worry about other things.
What other things?
One of the sheep was attacked by a wild beast today. It was carried off.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't want you to worry. But when I see you concern yourself about trivial things, then I feel it's time you knew the truth. Once a wild animal discovers a source of food, it comes back. It might even come back leading a pack of its own kind. All our food is threatened now.
Then we should leave tomorrow.
We'll wait and see. What else can we do now? To kill more of our cattle, eh? Where's my staff? Oh, wait for this.
Father, he came right into the cave.
Yes, they grow bolder all the time. Three remaining head of cattle, and still they come back. Well, I beat him off that time.
I was coming back from the stream. I heard Mara cry for help. What happened?
Those beasts, one of them even ventured into the cave this time.
Into the cave? Then we're not safe here ourselves any longer.
No.
First the flour gone, then the barley meal. Now even the animals, only three left. How long can we go on living on that?
You're right, Ruth. To stay out here any longer is too dangerous. We shall go back tomorrow, and let's hope it's safe. Let's hope the plague is over. Your home, Ruth.
Look at it. Travelers have stopped here. They used this place and left it dirty and uncared for.
Yes. And did you see the fields?
Picked clean.
I don't mind that. At least the corn serves some purpose. But the stalks left to rot there, the whole place overgrown with weeds and grasses.
This used to be such a fine place.
It will again, if we can live long enough to work it.
What do you mean, Father?
Food for the coming year. We have none. We'll have to live on roots and herbs and wild fruit. Well, we must start someplace. I'll build us a fire to keep us warm.
Someone left some twigs. One of the travelers, I guess. I'll help you, Father.
No, you must be tired. I'll do it by myself. You see that your mother rests. The things one must do just to stay alive. Sit here by the hearth, Ruth.
Oh.
I'll have the fire going soon. And I'll brew you a drink from some herbs. Sit here, my dear. Feel better.
What's going to happen to us, Raphael?
I don't know. We're alive. We have our health. We'll find some way out of our difficulties.
I hope so.
After all, it's better this way than if one of us had died in the plague.
Yes. At least we're safe. That's something to be thankful for. Isn't it, Mara?
I suppose so.
You still hold your bitterness, don't you, child?
I don't know. After all we've been through. Fleeing like criminals. Living in a cave like animals. Coming back home to see our own house despoiled like this. I don't think I can feel anything anymore. I'm just empty. Empty.
Don't ever believe that I didn't do this for your sake, for your mother's sake. A man must protect his own. I wouldn't be a father or a husband if I didn't. Here, child. Drink some of this. Who's that? Who is it?
Mara, Raphael, this time it is you.
Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan. Oh,
my dear, what's happened to you?
Do I look so different to you, Jonathan?
You look as if you've been through a great ordeal. But as long as you're back,
how did you know?
Every day I kept watching for the smoke from your house. And then there'd be days that I'd see it, and I'd come running here. But I'd find it was some traveler using this as a place to spend the night. This time I almost didn't want to come here. I thought it would be the same as before.
Oh, Jonathan, you don't know how good it is to be back. To see you again.
I waited, Mara. And I would have waited even longer if I had to.
You're very fortunate that you're alive, Jonathan.
There's been a lot of good fortune around here this year, Raphael. You missed the finest harvest of many years.
I know. I could tell from the size of the stalks. But then tell me, how many died of the plague here? Tell me that.
Plague?
Yes.
Raphael, there was no plague.
That's not true. You're only telling me that to revenge yourself because I took Mara away to safety.
Why should I lie? If you don't believe me, ask the others. We had no plague here.
I don't understand it. It seems so certain. The messenger coming down from Phoenicia, he said there was plague.
That's right. There was plague in one city to the north, but it didn't spread. No one had it here. No one.
No one. No one. And I ruined myself to run away from it. Ruined my farm and my home. Made my family live like beasts of the field.
All to escape something that never even happened.
Your fear made you do it.
Yes. The crop I should have harvested is lost. The cattle and sheep killed for food or destroyed by foxes.
We'll get through the year, Rayfield. Don't worry about that.
We?
We'll be of the same family now. After all, I couldn't let my wife's parents starve, could I?
To think that I would come to this at my age. I thought I was looking ahead, avoiding trouble, doing the best thing for everyone. Instead, I've ruined myself.
We'll get your farm in order again, Rayfield. I'd have harvested your crop if there'd been time, but there wasn't. And with you fleeing from tomorrow's troubles, you couldn't do the work that was needed to be done today.
But a man has to look to tomorrow.
If you'd only listened before, Rayfield. Of course a man must look to tomorrow, to prepare, to save, to be ready for tomorrow. All that is good. But to fear tomorrow, to try to escape all the dangers that it might possibly bring, no man can live that way, without failing to do what he should today. It's as the master said, Rayfield. Do right today, live right today. But don't try to live with tomorrow's troubles today.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
This has been Sufficient Unto the Day, another episode in the greatest story ever told, from the greatest life ever lived.